The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Australian jellyfish that invaded the Gulf of Mexico 7 years ago have made a vigorous reappearance this summer and threaten to devour native fish. And in the Gulf, with plenty to eat, they grow to monster size. In their native waters, they tend to be fist size, but in the Gulf of Mexico, they can be as big as dinner plates. Just how big is that? These creatures can weigh up to 25 pounds. The Australian spotted jellyfish are not dangerous to humans, but scientists say the invasion could pose a threat to the fishing and shrimping industries because the jellies foul trawling nets and eat eggs and larvae of other fish. The invasive jellyfish have been found in the Gulf since 2000, but in small numbers. This year, there are more of them, and their range is extended up to the mid-Atlantic states. Reports from the Panhandle of Florida and North Carolina indicate they're pretty concentrated elsewhere as well. The problem is that jellyfish can be carried inadvertently around the globe when they attach to ships. And the challenge of introduced species is one of the five key causes of endangered species today. Combined with habitat destruction and climate change, species like the Australian jellyfish are literally changing entire ecosystems where they thrive.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.